hey, hey, hey. Yay, 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 yay. I am so excited. Woo, woo. Season 3, you guys, we are back with the podcast Navigating Life with God, and I am your girl, as usual, Mpala Kasumba, back at you with another amazing episode in this new season. This is definitely episode 1, as you know it, of the new season 3, and episode 3, and in total, this is the 39th or 38th episode, I'm just gonna be sure, but something like that. I am so excited. It's so amazing how this was once just an idea, and now I am going to 40 episodes. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. In the next month, we are going to be celebrating 1 year of doing this. I am over the moon. And I am so excited for today's episode, this being the first episode, but most of all, we have two amazing guests that are going to be joining us on the other side as we navigate where we are. The title of today's episode is basically where we at, and because I myself am Zambian, if you are Zambian and you're listening to this, or any part of the world, you know that there's just been so much going on. Other people have gotten a break with Corona in this 2021, but sadly, the third wave has hit our country really bad, and we are not defeated, but we are certainly trying to talk about it, and that is basically what my friends and I are going to be discussing. So I want you to sit back, relax, and listen, and enjoy, and learn. Though I do have to warn you, because we are working in online, you know, online, the network isn't always the best. So the sound might be breaking one way or another, but I still encourage you to listen in, because there's so much that was said that would be helpful to you and encourage you in many ways, especially if you have been feeling all sorts and you do not know what to do, or you have been conflicted or discouraged in any way. I still encourage you. And even if you just want to have some fun, you know, learn some scriptures, learn some tunes, new tunes you'd want to listen to in this season, we got you covered. Season 3 is coming with fire, so get ready to get burnt. Not literally, but yeah, I am so excited for you guys to listen in for what we have this week. So check out the other side and listen in.
Helen.
I'm here.
Okay. Let's just wait for Lumbania. I don't know if you want to join.
All right.
Okay, so I'm hoping we won't be here for more than 30 minutes. Okay, Lumbania has joined. Yay, joined. Can everyone hear me? Yes, I can. Okay. Oh, thank you guys so much for your patience. Guys, online things are not...
They're a bother.
I know. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in, for listening in. And this is episode 1 of season 3, you guys. I am so excited for the opportunity to come back and be with you guys for another amazing season. This season, I plan for us to be more interactive than we were last season or the past 2 seasons. And today, I have two of my amazing friends joining us. I am also so excited about that. But before we get into today's discussion, I also just want to thank you so much for the support up until this time. And I also want us to not forget or come to the realization that we haven't, especially if you're Zambian, we understand that there's been so much that has been going on in our country and so many things that have been happening. And so today, for today's episode, I just wanted us to get into that and assess. Me and my friends are basically just going to be assessing where we are, what we have been feeling, and what words of encouragement we can share in this time and season that we are living in. So, yeah, you guys, you can introduce yourself.
Okay, I'll let Helen start this time.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so my name is Helen Mwale. I'm from Zambia, and I'm very much excited to be on this platform. I have been waiting, invited, and I'm grateful that this... I'm really excited. Like, I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do right now. If I just like jump over the roof or maybe just sit down and keep my cool. But then I'm so excited.
My name is Lumbanya Mulenga, and I am a 21-year-old male Zambian who is trying to figure out how to navigate life with God in a world that is trying to negate the existence of God. I share the same sentiments with Helen, both of you are very, 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 strong and spiritual ladies that I really do look up to. And being on the same platform with the both of you is something I don't take lightly. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for honoring the Navigating Life with God Studios.
And I must make mention that this is my second time, so I am honored to be invited here again.
And you're just like family to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Helen, there is enough room. You're also family. You guys have been in, we have been on this journey. The amazing thing about these guys is that we are in the same class. we are friends, so we've been together for 3 years now, and it's just been amazing.
Yeah, very.
So I'm so excited. Yeah. So let us just get into it. I want to ask you guys, and I will go first in answering. There's just been so much going on, especially in our country, Zambia. So much sorrow. It would be easy to say someone has lost their faith or lost their way because of everything that has been going on. So what feelings do you identify with in this season? Have you been feeling maybe sad or worried, or maybe you've been joyful? What feelings can you relate with? And I will go first in saying, I think for me, one of the feelings that I think I can honestly say that I have been feeling is fear. Because we have never been where we are right now. So I think even personally, I can relate with feeling some fear, but I also can relate with feeling gratitude in this season. You know, in the past, things that we have taken advantage of, now we are so much grateful for because of the times that we are living in and how reality has just come into play. And I think more grateful to see just the unveiling power of God even in this season, and just to see what more He is yet to do for us. Helen, you can go next.
All right. Just as you have, we have never been here before, and it's quite something that we cannot explain, because we do not know whether this thing will keep on going, when it's going to end. Nobody has an idea. But then we just have to keep on believing in the word of God and his promises, that he's always going to be there for us, protecting us and fighting for us. And I have got to say that I don't know how to bring this up, but then talking from experience, it's kind of hard when you lose a loved one due to this same virus. It's kind of traumatizing, whereby you get to think about how your loved ones suffer, the pain through, they're unable to breathe, and whenever you receive a phone call, you get to feel the pain that they're each and every single breath that they take. It's kind of traumatizing, and can we start this again? Because I think this has been emotional.
Don't worry.
That's
actually very encouraging. So I share the same sentiment with Helen again on this, because it's been very, I think the general way to describe this whole atmosphere is that it's full of anxiety, full of, you know, unpredictability. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's next, you know. So there's so much anxiety. I must confess as well that there's been so much fear, because like you can think that, you know, something is going to be in one particular way, and you might try to manipulate events to your favor, but then, you know, you just end up making things worse. And you know, whenever you try and do things out of fear, it just makes things even worse. So for the most part, I've also lost some family members, close friends. At some point, it became very difficult for me to even look through social media, because you can't go through a day without seeing a rest in peace message or, you know, something in that nature. So it's been very difficult, even in terms of my faith. I think one question that has really begun to bother me is the question of saying, well, if God is as good as he claims to be, then why have all these things been happening? You know, I mean, if you're as powerful as you say you are, then why can't you just make it stop? I know that this is the plan that you have, or this is, or maybe there's something that's really good that's going to come out of this bad, but isn't there any other way? Like, why does it have to be this way? So there have been so many questions. At some point, my faith became extremely shaken. Began to wonder, are all my prayers really working? You know? Yeah, so it just really, it's just been something else.
Thank you guys for being brutally honest. I think that's exactly what we need, even in this time. I think sometimes we feel we can't have such honest conversations because don't want to feel like, you don't want to feel like, oh, so were you really trusting in God and all that? But it's real, you know, it's not easy. I think it's so funny how the other day I had lost an aunt some time ago, it's not even some years back. And I remember before I lost that aunt, she was such an amazing aunt, one of the few people that I really, really loved. And I remember before she had died, I had gone to her place, and my parents were there, some other aunties and uncles were there, and I remember I was probably the youngest among them, and they asked me to pray, and in that moment I literally had faith that I was praying that she would be healed. And not so long after that visit, she died. And a few weeks ago, I don't even know where it came from, but all of a sudden from my mouth, I just said, "So God, you didn't hear my prayer that day." And, you know, now I started questioning myself, was that always there? Like, I had, you know, I had buried it because I didn't, you know, think about it or talk about it, but it was there to say, in that moment, I believed God that she would heal her, but she didn't. And so I really understand even when you guys are saying all these things and how traumatizing it has been. And even to relate to what Lumbani has been saying about social media, it's just so bad, and it's so sad to always see people, you know, sharing bad news. It's so disheartening. What have you guys personally, like, what have you found helpful, if I may say, to encourage you? What have you been doing to encourage you, to help you not look at the negative?
Helen, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So personally, considering the fact that I had lost my father due to the same virus, and the moment he was in the hospital and everything, he was in there alone, and no one by his side, was all alone. Every time he called, to feel the pain in his voice, even and everything, like you could that he was really bothering him. When he passed, I didn't spend a lot of time with her. I didn't do a lot of things. After that, I realized, let me for my loved ones, because considering the fact that the virus, who doesn't have it, being home, things that I did not do back then would help me during this moment, and also being in the promises of God, because the more you believe in the promises of God, the more you have faith for a bit. As much as we can, and our family members, we should also ensure that we put in efforts to show them the love, and also show God very much grateful for protecting our family members and everything. So that's how we decided to live during this period. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. So for me, I think one of the biggest things that have contributed to helping me through these times is remembering the fact that God is still the God of the hills, and he's the God of the valley. So it's trying to make sure that is the perception that I have through it all. It's not easy, because as I said earlier, you'd just be wondering, why can't you just take away the valley? Why do you want to be God of the valley as well? But yeah, it's been a learning process, trying to trust him even in that regard. But it's been very confusing, Wendy. I really don't know how best I can put it. But yeah, another thing that has helped me in trying to get through these times is, leaning on friends, family. You know, there's so much we can divert our attention to, so that we do not dwell on the things that make us depressed, low, sad, and all that. So that's been another thing that's been beneficial, where you've got family, you've got friends, you've got people who you can talk to, you've got very close friends who you can confide in. Having such conversations such as these, where you are able to just be brutally honest, express how you are feeling, express how a particular incident made you feel, I think that goes a very, very long way, and also helps us be in touch with our emotions so that they don't leak in ways that are destructive to the people around us. Yeah, so I think, and prayer, of course, prayer has also been a very vital thing. The same way you'd be, trying to confide in someone, the same way you just want to express how hurt you've been, you make those grown-up prayers to God and tell God how offended you are, how bad you feel. Just being brutally honest with him and say, Lord, I really don't know what's happening. I don't know why you're allowing all of this to happen, but I trust you. I trust that you've got a plan. I trust you've got a purpose throughout all of this, and you're going to see me through it all.
Everything that you guys have shared, and I think one thing that has stood out is when you guys have said leaning on family and taking advantage of the time that you have. I think for me, if I'm also being brutally honest, this period I think has been hardest because my family and I have been going through a rough patch. There's been a lot of differences. I won't get into the details, but there have been a lot of differences that it really gets to you in such times. I think even over the past week, the question that I have literally been asking God is to say why, because you're seeing people losing their families literally every day, and the God-given family that you have, you can't. There is a disconnect, and I don't know if you've ever been put in a corner where there's nothing that you can do. You have tried everything that you think you know, and these are the times where you initially have to depend on God. So I think for me, really, I've been really trying to strengthen myself to depend on God, like look back and say, but God has always come through for me. God has always made a way for me. Like, literally standing on his promises and saying, God, if you leave me, I have no one else to take me. I have nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. So that, I think that's where, for me, I feel like I have been. And I don't know. I don't know for you guys, have you been so open? Do you have people who have been trying to help you, like, navigate this season, like, people you're talking to who are guiding you step by step, maybe with the questions that you
I'll let Helen start again.
Okay. All right. Myself, I don't really like say my mom.
And how open have you been? Like,
she's always been there. She's been really strong in prayer during this period, because it's kind of like a hectic period, and she has always advised me to
through this period, because we know nothing happens for a reason, everything happens for a reason, isn't it? So in as much as we are in this period, so many bad things may be happening, we may be losing our loved ones and some of our family members, but then it's very much important for us to stand and just think about why is this happening in the way that it is happening. Ask God, why is this happening in the way that it is happening? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have to ask God to stand in understand why exactly we are going through this situation. Because God cannot put us in a situation just because he wants us to be that he wants us to learn. Yeah, my mom has been advising me to try to find myself during this period and try to ask God, what is it that I can learn?
All right. Well. Similarly, I have been talking a lot with my mom. I think she's my number one support system. We've been talking a lot. She's someone who I can really confront and, you know, just tell her what's in my heart and say, you know, this is what's going on. These are my problems. You know, this is how I feel about this. But why did this have to happen? And she would similarly tell me the advice of saying, you know, just trust God. Trust God that even in the weirdest of times, God is still there. Like God's hand is still on you. God's presence is not dictated by the events that are happening around you, you know? And she would constantly point me to the scripture. I think it's in Genesis 37, where interestingly, when the Bible tells us that Joseph was in prison, the Bible makes sure to also tell us that Joseph, that God was with Joseph in prison, you know? So that's a very vital reminder, even in the various things that we're going through, you know? Yeah. I also have some mentors that I talk to. They're not mentors in that strict sense, but they are older guys, in their late 20s, who can be able to relate with me and understand where I'm coming from, and are very open in how they speak and, you know, in how they've gone through their own things. Yeah, it's been very nice talking to them. My girlfriend also has been very, very supportive. It's been hard on both of us, but for the most part, we've been able to be there for each other. She helps me. She prays for me. We pray together. That's something that I'm really grateful for as well. Yeah.
I love how you guys have been just talking about that God is there even in the midst of the storm, and that we should ask for understanding. I think one of my favorite pastors always says this, where many times we ask ourselves, God, why are you allowing this, or why am I living through this? But it's also important to understand that you are here, and because you are here, you have a purpose. And so I think even just having an episode such as this is important, because we are using our voices to help someone realize that they are not alone, that they are not weird for feeling what they've been feeling, that it's okay to ask questions, and that at the end of the day, we still have hope. And I think for me, that is what has been my guiding light, is remembering that I am here for a reason. And so I'm constantly reminding myself to say, if I woke up today, there is something for me to do. So I have to keep at it. I have to keep going. I have to keep seeking and, yeah, keep taking advantage of the life that I have. So I want you guys to share with us, any verses of encouragement that you have, been leaning on, apart from the one you shared with Banya.
Okay. Helen. I've been ladies first this whole time. When should I start now? Okay, let me start. All right. My favorite verses is the one that says, gosh, I really hope I remember where it comes from. But it says that God is closest to the brokenhearted and he's near to those who are crushed in spirit. I think that one just helps me relate with my pain on a different perspective, in stating that for every ounce of pain that I feel, that is a sign that God is close. The stronger my pain, the closer my God is. And also, I hope I'm not stealing anyone else's. Psalm 94 verse 9, I really hope I've quoted it nicely, or is it 99 verse 4, which says that is he who formed the ears not able to hear, or is he who formed the eyes not able to see? So he's asking rhetorical questions and stating that, well, if God could create your ears, then he can definitely listen to you whenever you're praying to him. And if you are able to see, and if God created your eyes, it means that he's able to see with all clarity whatever you're going through. And, you know, knowing the good father that he is, whatever hurts us hurts him as well. And we can take our comfort in that fact, knowing that, you know, our God is definitely there for us through thick and thin, through pain, through smiles. He's definitely there.
Are you still here?
Oh, yeah. So, really, when I lost my father, I was... I have got to say, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to start from. I don't know who I was. So there was this one day I was on Instagram and I came across, is it Hubert Angel? Hubert Angel, right?
Yes.
I came across one of his Instagram lives. So he talked about the story of Lazarus and the rich man. It's found in the book of Luke 16. So now he said, looking at the relation Lazarus and the rich man had on earth, right? The same relationship was his life, in the sense that they each other. So now that word, I got that word and moved with it, in the sense that when I lost my dad, that was not the end of our relationship.
Wow, it wasn't the beautiful. End
of I believe that in the next life, I will know him as my father, me as his daughter.
with that word.
And up to now, I still remember that word. And I pray I never... It stays in my heart. Honestly, I can't wait to meet my father. So that's the encouragement I would give to them. For those who have lost their loved ones, it's not the end. It's not the end of with that person. We still have the that same relationship in the next life. As your mother, they will know you as their daughter. So I don't believe it's for us to just sit down and be sad about what happened, about the loss of our loved ones. It's very much important for us to move. is honestly not what God wants for us. Even if we lose our loved ones, God honestly has a plan for us. So there is obviously a way forward. Next chapter is going to be. So we just keep on moving. Life goes on, and just have to keep on believing in God and hoping for the best. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, yeah.
What's that? For me, the verse that has encouraged me, I think, for the past few days is Romans chapter 38-39, which talks about nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even death, no life challenges, no fallen angels, and so on. And for me, I think that always reminds me or encourages me in a season where I have seemingly most of the things that I knew as a child have had to change, seeing reality as what it is. I think what has really encouraged me is God sees me for who I am. One of the songs, there's the song Jaira, and I think in that song there's a part that says, I'm already loved, I'm already chosen, I know who I am, and I know who I am, and that is enough. And it reminds me that despite what life brings, or despite who, you know, will come against you or try to bring you down or whatever, that you have a God and you can stand on it. That God, you know, there's a difference from being needed and being wanted. I think the amazing thing about God is that he wants you. He doesn't need you. He wants you. So he wants you with your flaws. He wants you with your inabilities. He wants you with everything that comes with you. And he is able to make you everything that you are supposed to be in him. And I think that passage of scripture just reminds me that no matter what life, whether it's COVID, whether it's critical issues, that nothing will ever separate me from God's love.
Wow.
So let's try to move on the lighter note with music. I know you both love music, and you are going to ask this question. I kind of know we're going to be going in the rough there. What artists have been? What tunes have you been playing? What songs particularly have encouraged you?
Should I start?
Maybe we're going to
talk about
his album.
No, I think Helen starts.
Hello,
if you say KB.
KB, I hear you.
No.
Okay, won't start that war.
Let's not start that. is it supposed to be like one song or
it can can be five as long as you don't take the whole day.
let me just give you two. So there is this song, Perfection, by Moses Bliss. It's a very nice song. Listen to the song. And there's also another song by the same artist.
Helen.
Oh yeah, I'm here. The network is kind of bad.
Oh, okay. You said
too
faithful.
Two faith, and perfection.
Okay. One is about.
No. I'm going to take a really long time. So better you say everything. So. Yeah. I think for me, the song that I've really been listening to a lot that's really helped me is I'll Find You by Lecrae, obviously.
Yeah.
that song is deep. It just has to be a major Lecrae fan. I've also been listening to I can't even say one song, but I've been listening to the entire Restoration album. Yeah.
We just lost Helen. I don't know if we can get her back.
Yo.
Okay, let's try to see what happens. For me, I think my song for this period. I'm a very Maverick City fan, a very and I think for the longest time, I've just been listening to their music. So they have this new June 10th album, and Lecrae featured. So yeah.
I heard the Lecrae part only.
Yeah. So I think one of the songs is "God Will Work It Out." That song has been everything for me. There's also another song, "Joy." Which obviously just speaks to us being joyous and praising God. And yeah, it's these two songs have really been encouraging me. They have really been helping me. So that's what I have been working with. I think for me that's it.
Yeah.
Any words of motivation you've been saying to yourself?
I think the thing that I've been saying the most is this too shall pass. This too shall pass. It's really helped. Even whenever, okay, I think one I don't call it a toxic trait of mine, but I've noticed that when I get stressed, sometimes it becomes very difficult for me to be properly in touch with my emotions, so that I don't end up spilling on others in very bad ways.
Yeah.
But even when I get into those bad phases with people, or even when someone gets into such bad phases with me, where we're now arguing and we're just constantly bickering at each other, you know, it's just one thing that helps me remember that. Well, this is just a phase. Eventually, we'll get back to it. We'll be able to restore our friendship. You know. Restore whatever is going wrong, or we'll get to a place where instead of us leaking in a very toxic way, we'll be able to properly talk about what's bothering us and actually make some progress. And even in devastating moments, you know, when you feel that, well, this is a very, very big thing to carry, you know, this too shall pass.
Yes,
I Yay. Did.
The question was, any words of encouragement you speak to yourself to encourage yourself?
Sorry?
Any words of encouragement that you've been speaking to yourself to encourage yourself?
Words of encouragement.
Or like a slogan that you have, I'm beautiful.
Like a slogan or something. Okay, so words of encouragement that I give myself, like most of this is Joshua 1:9. About confidence. So like most of the times I feel like a certain way about myself. So every time when I wake up, that's the verse that I quote, and it's mostly what I say to myself. I am confident, for God has made it upon my life, and so it shall manifest upon my life. So that's mostly what I say. In as much as in this period, and there's so much going on, I believe that. In as much as we are in this period and there's so much going on, I believe, as Lumbanya has said, I found him saying, sorry, I went offline. So in as much as we're in this moment, pain, there's so much fear, there's so much there's so much of that. This too shall pass. It's not coming to stay, it's not going to be here forever. In as much as we do not know for how here it's to pass. There's nothing that's permanent. Everything comes and it goes. All thanks to God. So that's that.
Yeah.
I love that. For me, I think the words that I actually said them earlier from the Jaira song, those are the words I speak to myself all the time. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you spoke to. And that surely is enough. So before we close, I don't know if you guys saw this on my story, not on my status, not so long ago, but there was a man who was alleging that he had been swallowed by a whale.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
So you know, that got me thinking, like, it's just one of those questions. So if we were to actualize a miracle from the Bible days to now, which one would you want to actualize?
Like to enact, like to experience.
Yes.
Helen, start. Let me get some ideas from you.
I'm thinking about it.
There's so many things. Maybe what you'd want manna to go as well, or maybe you'd want 5,000 loaves of bread.
That's a nice one, though.
Yeah. No, especially with this price. The bread.
There's just so much to choose from. That's a problem.
Let me start. Since I started it. For me, it's definitely Moses. It would be Moses' story of parting the Red Sea. Like, I would like to go on the Zambezi.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that's so cool. Ish.
Oh, I would, you know, be like Jesus, you know, and just when the boat leaves me, like I'm on a cruise, and then it leaves me, you know, I'm walking on water.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, those two for me stood out.
Wow. Ish is harder than. Okay, I have one. It's similar to some of the miracles that happened in Elijah's time.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fire involved in that time. So I would really want to ride on a chariot of fire, not to heaven, not yet.
Yeah.
But you know, just move around Osaka in a chariot of fire, you know, or you do this miracle where you make fire come down. Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. Which other one? I think that's all, though.
As for me, I think. Who remembers the story? The woman who bled for so many years.
Yeah, I remember it.
So there's something about that story in.
I honestly like to be in her position because
there's just so much going on, and having faith like her would just like, I feel it would change everything. It would be a danger, you know.
That's very true.
That happened. That moment was just everything.
Wow.
Just to be clear, it's the faith, not the blood.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good one as well. I think another miracle that for me was amazing is the three boys in the furnace of fire. I would like to walk.
Oh yeah.
And I would make sure
Yeah. Yo, that could be really interesting.
I think there's such a profoundness about the stories in the Bible, and when you actually begin to read them and put yourself in those shoes, you realize that those people were just like us,
and
them, whether it was walking in faith and speaking a word in faith, that we as well can actually actualize those things. So, according to the stories that we speak, let us try not to go on the Zambezi and say, pass.
Yeah.
You know, and just believe that even we can move mountains. I have loved having you guys so much. It has been so much fun.
I think
this episode has been therapeutic for me. Just releasing a lot that I had in my heart. But before we go, I want you guys to speak to the people who have seemingly been losing their faith in this period, just in a minute or so, just to speak an encouragement to them. Those people who have lost hope in God or just lost trust, are scared to believe, maybe because of what has happened. What would your encouragement to them be?
Madam Helen. All right. So I think one thing that I would like to tell my dear brothers and sisters who are listening is that God is the God of the hill and he's the God of the valley as well. As devastating as it may seem, to know that God still has to be God in the valley, like why can't he just take away the valley? I think it's very phenomenal to think of how certain things happen in the valley that can never happen on the hill. There are certain miracles that happen in the valley that could never happen on the hill. There are certain experiences in the valley that could never happen on the hill. And coupling that with the story of burning in the fiery furnace, I think it's the prophet Isaiah who said that though you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. So regardless of whatever is happening around you, regardless of whatever you're going through, regardless of whatever, you know, you're experiencing, the fact that God is with you is all you need. And also remembering that you have ultimate victory in Christ. The goal, there's this meme that's going around saying heaven is the goal, you know? But really, heaven is the goal. Because when you look at the eternity that you get to spend with God, it becomes the ultimate thing that you look forward to, and then the number one thing that you aim for. So any loss in this life cannot compare to the victory you've already attained in Christ. Yeah.
No.
I think for me, my word of encouragement is if you are feeling disheartened in this period, my encouragement really is go back to the word. I think we don't give the Bible as much credit as we should. And many times we are looking for, oh God, you know, you should have given or something. But the Bible has so much to say and so much encouragement. And for me, I think one thing that I have been doing this season is just going back, like, to the chapters and just starting to read and really get into and put myself in the shoes of the person. And you actually realize that even for people like, let me say, Abraham or the three boys in the furnace of fire, Elijah, all these people, you know, the Bible says, like, Elijah was a man just like each and every one of us. But he spoke a word and it came to pass. And so it's not to say that the difficulties aren't there, no. But it's also for us to remember that God is with us and everything that he wants to tell us is in his word. And when we just go back to his word, we can feel his embrace. And sometimes you might feel like he is distant. I remember someone once gave an example of when you're writing an exam. Your teacher or lecturer has been there throughout teaching you. However, in the exam room, they're still in the exam hall, you know, like going around, but you feel alone. But you have to always remember that he has given you everything and equipped you with everything that you need to succeed and overcome, and that's what we should hope with. Thank you so much, Lumbanya and Helen. I'm so glad you guys, we did this. You can say goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you so much for having me. It's also been a very big relief on my end to be able to speak with you guys, interact with you, get to know how you're feeling, how you're dealing with these things. I'm leaving this place with some new song recommendations to listen to, new verses, new, you know, things to watch. I really am grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. We are so honored. And till next week, you guys, with another amazing episode. It's bye for now.